Picture a room full of scientists presenting increasingly alarming climate data to a skeptical audience. Charts climb upward, graphs turn red, ice sheets vanish on animated slides. Yet in the back row, arms stay crossed, eyes glaze over, minds remain unchanged. This scene plays out daily across the world, revealing a troubling truth. We don't have a knowledge problem about climate change. We have a conversation problem. The science has been settled for decades. Temperatures are rising. Ecosystems are collapsing. Time is running out. Yet despite overwhelming evidence, most of us still struggle to talk about climate change with the people who matter most, our families, neighbors, and communities. The gap between what we know and what we do isn't about missing information. It's about missing the emotional connection that transforms abstract data into urgent action. Our minds weren't designed for climate change. Evolution shaped our threat detection systems to respond to immediate dangers, the rustling in the bushes, the snake underfoot, the stranger approaching at night. Climate change violates every rule our brains use to identify serious threats. It's invisible, gradual, global, and uncertain. There's no face to fear, no moment of sudden danger, no clear villain to fight. This psychological distance makes climate change feel like someone else's problem, happening somewhere else at some other time. Even when we understand the science, defense mechanisms activate. We blame corporations, highlight our recycling while ignoring flight emissions, and trust technology will rescue us. These aren't ignorance. They're normal responses to overwhelming, abstract threats. Scientists often worsen this disconnect. Their training strips emotion from communication, presenting only cold facts and caveats. But facts without feelings don't move people. One coral reef researcher would rather spend grant money on communication training than more research. The scientific case is already ironclad. Climate change triggers contradictory emotions: guilt, fear, anger, despair, hope. This psychological whiplash paralyzes us. Research identifies six groups. The alarmed need hope to avoid burnout. The concerned need practical pathways. The cautious need values connection. The disengaged need relevance. The doubtful need trusted messengers. And the dismissive may never change. Women express more climate concern than men, with young women leading activism worldwide. Younger generations feel greater urgency, though partisan identity often trumps age in predicting attitudes. In politicized countries like Australia and the United States, partisan identity strongly predicts climate views. When climate messages threaten cultural identity, presenting more facts backfires, strengthening resistance rather than opening minds. Effective communication requires empathy, connecting climate concerns to existing values rather than overriding beliefs. That moment when you forget your reusable cup and imagine it killing a sea turtle, that's climate guilt in action. One Australian mother captured this. "I forgot my reusable cup this morning, and suddenly I'm imagining my disposable cup killing a sea turtle. I think I'm a bad person." Brain scans reveal guilt and shame activate different neural pathways. Guilt focuses on actions, "I did something wrong," and motivates change. Shame attacks identity, "I am wrong," and triggers defensiveness and withdrawal. Environmental messaging often triggers shame in wealthy countries whose lifestyles drive emissions. Confronted with climate impacts, people blame shift, minimize their contribution, or highlight token actions like recycling. Research shows guilt sometimes motivates pro-environmental behavior, but pride works significantly better. Guilt can backfire, causing defensiveness rather than reflection. The most constructive approach acknowledges collective responsibility without triggering shame-based withdrawal, recognizing we all live compromised lives in systems not of our making, while encouraging action within our spheres of influence. Fijian climate activist Lavatanalaji Seru transforms guilt into accountability by asking visitors to impacted communities, "What are you going to do with that guilt when you return to your country?" This shifts potential paralysis toward meaningful action. Meanwhile, apocalyptic predictions paired with real-time catastrophe footage create surreal experiences. Researchers call this collapse porn, writing that revels in worst-case scenarios, potentially causing apocalypse fatigue even among concerned citizens. Climate change defies our fear response. It's abstract, gradual, and lacks a clear enemy. Our risk perception follows feelings over statistics. We fear personal threats more than distant ones, spectacular risks over common dangers. Australia's summer of smoke revealed a sobering pattern. Extreme weather reinforces existing beliefs rather than shifting them. The concerned grew anxious, the disengaged helpless, the dismissive resistant. Fear alone fails. Repeated fear appeals desensitize audiences, requiring escalation that becomes unbelievable. Frightening climate images grab attention but trigger powerlessness and fatalism. Humor offers a surprising solution. Research shows pairing scary messages with humor boosts awareness, engagement, and willingness to act. For climate activists, fear needs balancing with hope and collective action. Acknowledging harsh realities while proving meaningful response remains possible. Anger drives climate activism effectively when channeled constructively. Research shows it motivates people to address injustice without causing violence. Combined with hope, anger creates sustainable momentum for change. The key is directing it towards solutions rather than letting it consume you or alienate allies. Anna Oposa exemplifies this approach. Instead of confronting Catholic leaders about prayer balloons harming oceans, she emphasized stewardship of God's creation. Her father's advice to treat advocacy as a game rather than a battle helped her develop humorous, effective campaigns while avoiding burnout. Climate discussions on social media often devolve into tribal warfare that reinforces in-group identity rather than changing minds. While anger fuels progressive movements, it can also empower populist governments resistant to climate action. Dividing the world into righteous us and evil them undermines the cooperation needed for climate solutions. Anger is information about our values. The challenge is transforming that information into bridge-building action rather than destructive conflict. Love underlies climate action. Fear involves losing what we love. Guilt stems from disappointing loved ones. Anger arises from threats to what we cherish. Climate activism fundamentally means protecting children's futures, beloved places, and cherished ways of life. Researchers developed objects of care, anything that matters to people, from individuals to places to practices. These connectors make climate change personally relevant. Studies show those mentioning objects of care most frequently express stronger emotions and greater policy support. The National Audubon Society demonstrated this power when bird-focused climate science engaged even conservative members. Maps showing threats to 588 North American bird species let members focus on local birds they loved. Conservative members, while uncertain about human causation, supported mitigation policies when framed around bird protection. Grown men cried watching presentations about beloved birds disappearing. Climate change rivals sex and religion in conversational difficulty, yet conversations between family and friends effectively persuade across political divides. Simply having climate-concerned people around makes you more likely to care. Effective conversations start with love by focusing on people's objects of care rather than data. Find existing groups with established trust. Maintain openness, acknowledge biases, and prepare for multiple conversations without guaranteed success. The future won't be saved by perfect arguments, but by millions of messy human conversations.